two. Hour number one, a shocker, a total shock. You must listen to that if you're just tuning in on the second hour here. We will have this program, of course, rebroadcast in its entirety right after the 10 o'clock end here on the West Coast. You can hear it there. If you're a subscriber, you can hear it in the archives as well. I will also put it up as a free listen on the homepage on the right-hand side down underneath the Fukushima Radiation featured story area. You'll find it there in Reverse Speech, Political Reversals with David John Oates. This one is stunning. And I'll tell you right now, I firmly know that the major campaigns pay attention to this program. It's been told to me. They are listening, they hear, and you know, Teddy, you're a sick boy. You are a sick boy. And you better get some help.
Yeah. Yeah, you notice one thing I'd like to point out to people is the completely different type of reversals we're getting from each individual candidate, because each one is a snapshot into their unconscious, who they really are. So with Cruz, we have these devastating psychopathic reversals. With Hillary, we have lies, and she's fighting a war that she knows she's not going to win. And So here we have another reversal on Hillary. Let's run this one forwards.
We can lift up people and places who've been left out, from our inner cities to Appalachia.
Here she says, see this early armor.
See this early armor.
See this early armor.
And again.
See this early armor.
And that's just like led the army. She's getting ready to for the fight of her life, okay?
And
she's scared. She's scared. She's worried.
Play that. Will you play that again?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so here's the forwards.
We can lift up people and places who've been left out, from our inner cities to Appalachia.
And see this early armor.
See this early armor.
See this early armor.
Yeah.
See this early armor.
You got that?
Yep. Now, the armor, if you go back and can you find that one where she said she's scared? Hillary is scared.
Sure.
Play that again. I want you folks to understand that this woman acts so arrogant and condescending, and she's cocky about things. I'm not going to be indicted. Don't worry about it. Maybe not. She's got enough dirt on people to keep that from happening. A deal was made, I think, to keep that certainly at least on the back burner until after the conventions. We'll see. But play this again, David. That was just so telling.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Thursday.
Hillary's scared.
That's, of course, along with the reverse line, damn yellow. Okay?
Wow. Well, you said you had some blockbusters, but I wasn't ready for these. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I told you I had a few good ones for you. We haven't started in on Trump yet. Yeah. And here we have, this is where I think she thinks she's going to get away with it, with the FBI investigation, this reversal tells me.
Democrats agree that every single American should and must have quality, affordable health care.
And here she says, the crime will miss you.
The crime will miss you.
The crime will miss you. The crime will miss you.
I think that's about the email scandal. And I think she thinks she's going to get away scot-free. That's how I interpret that one. Okay?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, here we have another warfare reversal.
And we will unify our party to win this election and build an America where we can all rise together.
Oh. What establishment pap? What tripe? What garbage? Same old crap you hear every campaign season. There's only one man who's speaking differently, challenging things, stating things that need to be stated. Never in my life, and I never will never see it again.
Yep. And here she says, her baggage, see our war.
Her baggage, see our war.
Tonight you see our wall.
And again.
Tonight you see our wall.
So that's the third warfare reversal. Her baggage, all of the, well, she's got so much baggage around, carrying around behind her. And there's going to be a big fight. Led the army, wear the armor, see our war. So she's battening down for a big fight. Okay.
I, you know, that also, in a way, reflects her neocon war-centric views. She's owned and controlled by Wall Street, by international globalists who thrive on war. She loves war. She doesn't have a problem with it at all. And I think there's part of that echoing in there somewhere as well.
Yeah. This next reversal is... really interesting. I don't know when you're going to hear it all, because it's under the first half is under a crowd cheering, but let's see how we go.
All these worries together, we are going to come together and we are going to solve the problems we face.
Okay, here she says, we have sent the bomb, the boss in your brain. We have sent the bomb, but we have sent the bomb is under the crowd cheering, so I don't know whether you can hear it. Followed by the boss in your brain. Can you hear the first half of that?
It's hard.
Yeah, it is a bit hard. Sorry about that. Yeah.
So she says again exactly.
We have set the bomb, the boss in your brain.
Okay,
in
we have
words,
set.
She's
we have
them subliminal. She's them subliminal. Is what she's doing.
We have sent the bomb or set the bomb?
Sent.
Okay,
sent.
Got it. Yeah.
Here it is again. Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's there. I know, I hear it. It's there. It's there.
Yeah, just unfortunate. You know, she's just telling the people what to do. She's sending to, this is another warfare. She's fighting. She's sending her bombs out. She's sending her ammunition. And she's subliminally programming what the people think and feel. Okay, it's all a con job. The rave in my con. I am the boss in your brain. You will do what I say. I'm fighting a war. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Last one on Hillary. Here we go.
We Democrats agree that every single American should and must have quality, affordable health care.
And I think this is this reverse is just a campaign strategy. She says, you better deal the South in my view.
See you right in here, Miss Nair.
See you right in here, Miss Nair.
And again.
See you right in here, Miss Nair.
So I don't know whether she needs to get the southern states. I don't know what sort of risk she's on there, but that's just campaign strategy. She's mm-hmm. making more deals.
You know, honestly, it's a little bit questionable at the end there. I'm not sure about the last couple words.
Okay, all right. All
but
right,
whatever.
Yeah. Yep, anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
So there's Hillary, okay? So she's fighting a battle. She's scared. She's just saying what needs to be said to for the people. Say, you rave in my con. I now help no one. She's not helping anyone at all. Let's just play on damn yellow again. That just sums it up.
What a great night.
And I'm damn yellow.
I'm damn yellow.
So wow. she puts this strong bravado in front, but underneath she's not, and that's why she and you see that in her actions as Secretary of State. So, all right, now I got a few on Priebus and Sanders, but I might leave them to the last because I want to make sure we got enough time to get all the Trump ones in. So,
okay.
so let's look at Trump.
Okay. Now we should also point out that up to this point in time, Donald Trump has a virtual 100% congruency from the respect of analyzing his subconscious thoughts and his conscious spoken thoughts. They link. There's no conflict.
Yep.
I can't believe that there aren't at least, 5%, 10% where they don't quite match up. But this guy is speaking his wholesome truth. Period.
Yeah, he really is. All right, so here's the forwards.
I'm getting calls. Corey can tell you. Paul can tell you. We're getting calls from people where I actually say, how could you do this? How can you do this? How can you do it? And they have no problem. But the fact is, names that you wouldn't believe, names that you interview and say, oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. And now they're calling they want to join the team. Oh, a lot of them will be coming out soon. They want to come out very soon. Yes.
And here he says, Bill would really fuss.
Bill would really fuss.
Bill would really fuss.
And again.
Bill would really fuss.
Bill, obviously, Bill Clinton. maybe getting a few Democrats on his side.
Yes, he is. He's also, as I mentioned earlier at the top of the program, apparently a lot of people who have announced for Cruz, the delegates, are beginning to have second thoughts. How can they not, if they're a functional human being with even a modicum of wisdom? They've got to. They can't back this man.
No, of course not. All right, here he's predicting Hillary. Here, I'll just play it.
Her husband signed NAFTA, which destroyed this country economically, I will tell you. You look at New York State, you look all over New England, you look at Pennsylvania, NAFTA was a disaster. Her husband signed it, and it was a disaster for this country. Hillary will be horrible, absolutely horrible.
And here he says, Hillary may last a while.
Hillary may last a while.
Hillary may last a while.
That's so funny. She's so honest. She's not going to go away. She may last a while, but he's going to roll over her like a steamroller.
Yeah, he will. But she'll last a while. She'll be in there for a little bit fighting a war.
Totally honest statement.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Typical Trump. Well, that's all you can expect from Trump. That's basically it. Here he's talking about the illegal immigrants.
Our vets are our great people, and we have forgotten our vets. Illegal immigrants are taken care of in many cases.
And here he says, have rotten thug.
Have rotten thug.
Have rotten thug.
And again.
Have rotten thug.
And that's inconsistent. That's consistent with his views on illegal immigrants. Okay, they're causing a lot of our problems and crimes and drugs coming in over the border. You know, it's they're rotten thugs. What can I say?
Right, right. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. Same. So he's congruent. He always has been. Okay, so here he's talking about Cruz.
That's why the Republican Party is up almost 70% from 4 years ago. And you know what's going to happen? Those people, at a minimum, they're going to be very upset, very angry, but at a minimum, they're just not going to vote. They're not going to vote.
He's saying if somehow the nomination is taken away from him, they're not going to vote, okay? And he's talking about Cruz, and he says, yeah, you're a pest.
Yeah, you're a pest.
Yeah, you're a fess.
Funny.
Yeah, you're a fess.
Too funny.
Yeah, it is funny. He doesn't give him much power, does he? Yeah, just a little pest, a little fly to swat, you know.
Play that. Oh, that's, you got to play that again, please. That's really funny.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
That's why the Republican Party is up almost 70% from 4 years ago. And you know what's going to happen? Those people, at a minimum, they're going to be very upset, very angry, but at a minimum, they're just not going to vote. They're not going to vote.
And here's the reversal. Yeah, you're a pest.
Yeah, you're a pest.
Yeah, you're a pest. Yeah, you're a pest.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. All right, okay. Next one along.
In other words, the people who aren't going to vote are a pest. So what? You know, whatever.
Yep, right. Yep. Okay, so here we go, next one along.
That's why the Republican Party is up almost 70% from 4 years ago. And you know what's going to happen? Those people, at a minimum, they're going to be very upset, very...
Oh, that's the same forwards, yeah. And yeah. Is remember that. He's just adding emphasis to what he's saying. Okay, you know, they just won't go and vote. Remember that. All right, now, next one along.
And then we go to Pennsylvania and we see the same thing. You look at what's happening with steel and you look at what's happening in so many other industries. And I'd get statisticians to give me numbers. And before I leave, all the time, give me the numbers.
Okay, he's talking about the downturn of industry. And he says they're work illegal.
They're work illegal.
They're work illegal. They're work illegal.
Yeah, see, I don't know about the... I don't know how to comment on that one. I know they're sending jobs overseas. I don't know why they would be illegal. But he's talking about the downturn of steel. So I don't know what he means by their work illegal. Right. Maybe he knows something that we don't know. Right?
I don't know.
All right. Next one along.
Now, Trump by that time will be 5 million votes because of California and the size of California.
Here he says, they are feeble, we are fed up.
They are feeble, we are fed up.
Oh, that's clear.
They are feeble, we are fed up. They are feeble, we are fed up.
That's extraordinarily clear. So many of these have been so clear. I don't know what it was, David, but years ago we get a lot of them where you really had to think and you had to kind of stretch a little here. Maybe, well, I don't know if it's for sure what I'm being here. These are all clear. What's going on? Why so clear? Why the clarity? Why the intensity? The emotion? I guess it stems from just that, the emotion.
It's just such an intense election cycle. Most intense election cycle we've had in, half a century. You know. But yeah, they are feeble, we are fed up. That's classic. Let me play that one again.
Now, Trump by that time will be 5 million votes... because of California and the size of California.
Okay, here it is. Classic reversal.
Wow.
Classic reversal, yeah. All right, now we've got a couple of interesting reversals around nuclear weapons. Okay, this is interesting. Okay, so here we go.
With murder. What's going to happen is, and something very important to me and to a lot of other people, but very, very important to me, is nuclear weaponry. That is your single biggest threat in the world today. Go ahead, Tom.
And here he says, they'll get us whirlwind.
They'll get us whirlwind.
They'll get us whirlwind. They'll get us whirlwind.
Because the whirlwind in the Bible is described as a great force of power.
Yeah.
And we hear whirlwind again on Harry Truman, right after he dropped the... atomic bomb. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
And here he says, mad, they must have dropped it before the whirlwind. You hear that one okay?
Yeah. You see, even then, the monumental lies. They didn't drop it on a military base. That was a civilian, non-combatant city.
Right, it was, yeah. Anyway, but there we have the potential, the whirlwind. The power of nuclear weapons.
Can we hear the Trump again then with that historical reversal? That's interesting.
Here's the forwards.
What's going to happen is, and something very important to me and to a lot of other people, but very, very important to me, is nuclear weaponry. That is your single biggest threat in the world today. Go ahead, Tom.
They'll get us whirlwind.
They'll get us whirlwind.
So he's aware of the fearsome problem of nuclear weapons.
And
then he continues talking about them.
to me, always the number one security threat to the United States is nuclear. That's our biggest threat. It's our biggest risk.
And here he says, yes, then I need this oath. I presume you're talking about the oath of office.
Yes, then I need this oath.
Yes, then I need this oath. Yes, then I need this oath.
He needs to become president. He needs the oath of office to help protect the world from nuclear weapons. I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm sure he's got something planned.
He is so smart. He's so much smarter than the people who knock him would ever be able to, I think, mentally even accept if they were shown it. Here's another thing. He said the other day, he said the process of running for president and getting elected is much harder in his mind and his vision than actually being president.
Interesting.
Because of the beating, the ugliness, the attacks, the assaults, the ambushes. There's a video clip I ran with Chris Wallace interviewing him. He took Wallace to the woodshed, just spanked his butt. So disrespectful. So many attempts to ambush Donald Trump by playing video clips to make him look bad. The guy was just a machine. He took Wallace apart. A lightweight phony. And I don't care if he's listening. You shouldn't be in the business.
Okay. Right.
Wow. Maybe he could find a nice job in some small Midwestern town as a weekend anchorman. That's about all he's worth. Okay, hold on a minute, and we'll come back with David Oates. More speech reversals in this incendiary political season. All I can say is, wow, reverse speech again, showing itself to be one of the most devastatingly important, insightful, stunning technologies that we have. And it is a technology, and it's available to all of you if you'd like to learn how to do it. It's easy. David has software now that you can use to help further and more sensibly and quickly isolate reversals. It's not hard. You hear the little bit of sing-song nature. It used to be, David, during the old days, 10, 15, 20 years ago, when things weren't so intense, that the sing-songy thing was a little bit of a problem for some. But that seems to have diminished almost collectively among all people. It's now, it's just straight away. It's almost as clear and as cogent as forward speech.
Yeah, there's some stunning reversals. There certainly is. Of course, I'm getting better, too. I've been doing it for 33 years, you know.
You got it, yeah.
So that's all part of it, too. Here, let me get my phone number out. If you're interested in training or indeed session work, I got a U.S. number.
Explain session work, please.
Oh, yeah, I want to do a program on that with you sometime, too. I have a very busy practice where I work with clients with issues, psychological problems, motivational problems, behavioral issues. I have a lot of business people as my clients, and reverse speech will give us a very accurate look into the unconscious as to what is happening and what is causing current issues. And then I've developed a whole hypnotic technique, which I call meta walks, where we go in and rewire and restructure the unconscious. And that's one of the discoveries I've made, certainly on the therapeutic side, is that how the unconscious is constructing behavior. And it's doing it through a complex myriad of metaphors. And by changing these metaphors, you change behavior. So I have an 8-session process I take clients on. Very comprehensive, life-changing results. You'll be absolutely amazed.
If I might say, and any of you who are involved in normal clinical therapy or counseling, you really should consider trying to get David, if he's got time, to work with you. I mean, just a few sessions. He'll record you, he'll reverse you, and you'll see what you're really feeling and saying. No counselor, no therapist without reverse speech can do that. It's you're wasting your money. You might as well go and get the truth from yourself and use it. This is what your body wants, your mind wants, your psyche wants. Yep. So you've got a chance to do that with the master here. There's only one David Oates. And this is a real rare opportunity. Whatever your problems are, it doesn't matter. Professional, personal, religious, it doesn't matter, because your subconscious mind will tell you the truth, and you need David Oates to open the door.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Okay, so my number is, write this down, in America, 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077, but wait till I'm off the air before you call. Okay, let's look at some more reversals on Trump, shall we?
Sure. Okay. This is another stunner. Yep.
Okay, here we go.
And then we go to Pennsylvania and we see the same thing. You look at what's happening with steel, and you look at what's happening in so many other industries, and I get statisticians to give me numbers, and before I leave all the time, give me the numbers.
Yeah, see, this reverse is talking about the devastating state of American industry. It says, near the pass, they were killing with mess.
Near the pass, they were killing with mess.
So in the past, you know, they haven't performed well. So he's basically saying the same thing backwards as he says forward. All right, here we have him talking about the... delegate process.
Because Trump was 14 delegates short of winning in the first bout. I don't think you can do that. Now, with that being said, I intend to get enough delegates, but that's it. Okay.
And he simply says they could mess me up.
They could mess me up.
They could mess me up.
And again.
They could mess me up.
And it's too damn clear. This is just stunning when you hear this stuff. Go ahead.
And he's just simply aware that, you know, we looked at the verses on Wright's Priebus. We'll look at a few more of him if we have time today. And he's just aware that they could. But I think he's going to get to the 1237. I reckon he's going to make it. If he sweeps Indiana and California, then...
Unless there's massive electronic vote fraud, he will.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Next one... don't know what he's talking about forwards here.
And then we go to Pennsylvania and we see the same thing. You look at what's happening with steel, and you look at what's happening in so many other industries.
Oh, it's the same forwards, right. And your money, bigots in the blank, the S word.
Your money, bigots in the shit.
Your money, bigots in the shit.
Oh, dear.
Your money, bigots in the shit.
All right, he's not happy with the manufacturing side of America is what these reversals are telling us.
Mm-hmm.
They're ripping us off. They're cheating. They're taking the jobs overseas.
Our manufacturing sector has basically betrayed us in many ways. Not all of them, but those who have sought the cheap labor markets abroad and have taken their businesses away, cost Americans jobs, they don't care. And that's what he's angry about. Those people are not being... They're not being good citizens. They're not being good patriots. They're really stabbing us all in the back.
Yep. And he says it again in this one.
But we went to Rome, New York, and we went to the island, Bethpage, and just every place we went, manufacturing down 40% and 45%.
And he says the death fed the lie. The death of industry has fed the lie that America's not competitive anymore. You know, it's a blight on our system. All the three negative reversals on Trump are when he's talking about the manufacturing and jobs going overseas.
I agree, yeah.
And here we have a funny one. He's taking a question from the press.
So, thank you very much, and we will take some questions. Yes, CBS.
I think it says CBS, is that what
yes,
he says?
Yes, yes, yes.
Hang on, let's play it again. Oh, CBS.
Yes, CBS.
And when he says CBS, he says Baby Satan.
Baby Satan.
Too funny.
Baby Satan.
Isn't that funny, eh?
That's hilarious. His subconscious just slinging a little one-liner out there. He doesn't like the mainstream media. Why should he? God, they've spent the last nearly a year now putting up the ugliest pictures they could find of him. Remember, video has 30 frames a second. All they got to do is look for a phrase, a pose, where he's trying to make a word or a point that makes him look silly. They put those up. They Photoshop others. They skew the headlines. They write the stories of anti-Trump. Now they're beginning to back off. Trump, fortunately, has a long memory. He'll remember the Chris Wallaces, the other phonies who have attacked him and taken cheap shots at him. Lots of them. I hope he makes them sit in the back of the room at press conferences and never calls on them.
Yep. Baby Satan. Yeah, let me play that reverse again. That was face funny.
Baby Satan. Baby Satan.
Baby Satan.
He's so right from his perspective. He's so correct.
Yeah, he's just having a little dig at him. So there we go.
Yep.
Alright, so they're the main reversals on Trump. So, you know, he comes up okay. You know, he's upset about the industry. That's no secret. He says that forwards. And, he's aware that Hillary's going to be around for a while. Cruz is a pest. He's congruent on all his issues. I mean, there's nothing there that really concerns me. Oh, hang on, one reversal on this. Okay, here we go.
We don't have much of a race anymore based on what I'm seeing on television. Yeah. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
Oh, okay, I know this reverse means. He says, but I'll not see a bomb in it.
But I'll not see a bomb in it.
But I'll not see a bomb in it. But I'll not see a bomb in it.
In other words, he's pretty sure of the outcome. There's no surprise. It's not going to blow up in his face.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Pretty confident. Okay.
He's really an extraordinary man. No one is perfect, and you know, a lot of people don't like him for reasons that have been talked about for months. So what? Listen to what he says. Look at the writing. Just print out some of his positions. And if you don't understand that he's the only one talking about the actual methods of bringing businesses back home and creating jobs, and he's the only one talking about handling the flood of illegal immigrants into this country, which we cannot tolerate. We're going to be a third world banana republic unless it's stopped. And it will be stopped with him. He's going to make America great again. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
My God, and some of his enemies twist his words around. That's the baby Satan thing. He hates them. He doesn't like them. They are.
All right. Reince Priebus. Came up bad before, comes up bad again. Here's the Fords.
It's those candidates must vote for that candidate, for that winner. So they're actually bound to vote for the winner.
And he says a new Adolf. Very clear. So, I think he's just wielding his power over the system.
Is he talking about himself here? He's a power mad.
That's how I interpret it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not talking about someone else. It's him.
No, he's talking about himself.
I'm a new Adolf. I'm a new.
Here's reversal again.
He's deluded.
He is.
A new Adolf.
And then we have this really clear reversal. Oh, that was really clear in and of itself. And here we have a metaphor that's totally contradictory. Here's the forwards.
Actually, listen, John, I am actually having fun. It's not a shtick. I'm not just faking through these sorts of things. I'm in a front row seat to history.
And here he says, "Wolf, he gets a gun, my catch."
Wolf, he gets a gun, my catch.
Wolf, he gets a gun, my catch. Wolf, he gets a gun, my catch.
See, I don't like the gun reference. You know, it's an aggressive move.
Yeah, not good.
He's after someone, whether it's Trump or... yes, it's probably Trump, but it's the same. It's that same aggression.
Right.
And I think that he's upset. That Trump's going to make it, but they've got no choice, really. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Here are the latest polls. May 2nd, today, the National Republican Presidential Nomination, CNN ORC poll, Trump 49, Cruz 25, Kasich 19. The 2016 Democrat presidential nomination, Hillary 51, Sanders 43. The Indiana Republican presidential primary, the Gravis poll, Trump 44, Cruz 27, Kasich 9. He's up 17 in Indiana. In California, Trump 54, Cruz 20, Kasich 16. So those are accurate, in my opinion. I'm sure most of you would agree. Accurate representations of the real advantage he has in popularity and support.
Now he's going to get 1237. I reckon he will. And that means he'll get on the first ballot. All right. Here's another one on Priebus.
I highly doubt that it would run past Thursday. We're going to get done with all of our business by Tuesday.
He's talking about the convention. And he says, now do it dead. Now, I thought it was Ted at first, but on second listing, it's actually dead.
Now do it dead.
You see, that's another dark reversal on Priebus, you know.
Yeah.
It's just another dark one. What can I tell you? And one more on Priebus.
And I would tell you, if we weren't in the field, things wouldn't improve. So you actually have to have people from the community in the community working in that community, John, in order to make a difference. And that's the big thing that we've done differently.
I'm not too sure what he means by this. He says, bad, they carry us.
Bad, they show you.
That's the people that you already carry the RNC.
I don't know.
I don't know why I'd say bad.
He's another Class A creep.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've seen his reversals. They weren't very good.
Speech predicted everything that guy and his flunkies have done. All those gangsters, all those thugs. Reverse speech exposed them all.
Yep. Every show I've done, Jeff. I hope people out there are realizing finally that there really is something to this, that reverse speech is a valid and a real technology. All the phrases are there. You've seen predictions I've made on your show over the years all come true based on reversals. The outstanding JFK show, of course, where all three, Jim Mars and Dick Allgaier and me, all lined up, all came to exactly the same conclusion. That's just stunning, you know.
It was like a planetary alignment in astrology. It was perfect.
Yeah, it really was.
Just amazing. And that is still getting listened to all the time. The word's out.
Yep.
On that program.
It's spreading around.
I'm glad that we did it here and not all over the place, because it was done so well. You presented everything so perfectly, and Jim's contributions, just the JFK murder solved with reverse speech, with Jim Morris and Dick Allgaier. So please go listen to it. That's there on the right-hand side. You'll find it down in the featured stories section. Right below the political box of reverse speech, this program tonight will be in there for you later on this evening as well.
Good on you. All right, a couple of verses on Bernie Sanders. Here we go.
This campaign, the media said, well, you know, Bernie is a nice guy. He combs his hair really well. Top-notch dress-up. But nonetheless, he really is a fringe candidate. The campaign is a fringe campaign, not to be taken seriously.
And here he says, Hillary outselling.
Hillary outselling.
Hillary outselling. Hillary outselling.
That's what she's doing, isn't it? She's outselling.
Yeah,
sure is. A ho-hum statement. Here we have a verse. I didn't really know what I meant at first, so someone explained it to me. Here's the Fords.
You know what? Those folks in independents all over this country will be voting in November for the next president of the United States.
And this one says, they deserve Canada on that money.
They deserve Canada on that money.
They deserve Canada on that money.
And I thought, what does he mean by Canada? But then my Canadian analyst, he fires on reversal, says, well, you know, Canada's on socialized medicine. That's what Bernie Sanders wants. You know,
yeah. Play one more time, David, please.
Yeah, they deserve Canada on that money.
They deserve Canada on that money.
They deserve Canada on that money.
And again.
They deserve Canada on that money.
Well, he's not saying candidates. He's saying Canada. No doubt about it, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he's just comparing the Canadian health system to what he wants to see in America—a socialized system. So it's totally consistent with his position. You know, Bernie Sanders has never come up bad. We've done a few reverses on him. I haven't really looked at him a lot, but he comes up pretty well, so far as I can tell. But of course, he's not going to get it, Hillary. Although there's rumors that the Democrats might be headed for a contested convention too, if Hillary doesn't get all the delegates. So I don't know. I don't know what the.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. There's all the reverses I had for you tonight, Jeff.
We got him in with a couple minutes to spare. Just to recap, if you joined us late, the first hour. A lot of crews, and just make your skin crawl. Bad stuff.
Really, really creepy reversals. Yeah, he's a real piece of work. Yeah, let's end off with
play one or two if you want.
Yeah, I will.
What we're going to hear is the word blood in the reversals, and that's very serious stuff.
So here we go.
When it comes to Donald Trump, you know, the Washington establishment desperately wants Donald and me to engage in a cage match.
He says, I make blood to suck.
I don't need much blood to suck.
I'm much blood, sorry.
I don't need much blood.
Sorry, I make much blood to suck.
I don't need much blood to suck.
I don't need much blood to suck. I don't need much blood to suck.
What does he say in the beginning?
I make much blood to suck. Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need much blood to suck.
I don't need much blood to suck.
Anyway, he's stirring up.
I don't need much blood to suck.
Well, that's pretty vampiric, as they say, for damn sure. It's just sucking the life out of someone. Just horrible. Feeding on them. Just horrible.
Let's get one more in.
I give you my word as president, I won't compromise away your religious liberty rights. I won't compromise away your Second Amendment rights. Donald Trump is telling us he's going to sit down with Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer and give away Justice Scalia's Supreme Court seat.
And he says, blood is so deep, I like to push blood.
Blood is so deep, so you like to push blood.
Oh.
Blood is so deep, so you like to push blood.
And again.
Blood is so deep, so you like to push blood.
Look, sick man there.
Listen to how, and again, and I've said this for years, decades, the reversals have the same and correct proper intonation, inflection, that they would in forward speech. It's not, well, it sounds like, or it might be, it is. And those people listening right now in the intelligence communities who know about this use it all the time. They know. This is really pushing reverse speech front and center. And again, if you'd like to learn how to do this professionally or just for fun or your own edification, David has a training course coming up. And if you want to talk to David and become a client, if you have a psychologist you're not happy with or a counselor, or you feel you could benefit from learning what you really feel about something, contact David. Give the phone number again.
503-568-7077. 503-568-7077. Thanks, Jim.
David, thank you. That was absolutely stunning. We just sit and ponder and think. Talk to you soon. We'll do more.
Thanks, bye.
Okay.
See ya.
Wow. We will be back.